in the night time. Lord, I'll trust you in the day. Lord, I'll trust you every moment. Trust you in the night time. I'll trust you in the night. Lord, I'll trust you in the day. Lord, I'll trust you. Benefits of God's power, part two. And our objective is to understand how profitable it is to walk in the power of God. The power of God is profitable. That is the reason why we saw all the things we saw just now. Acts chapter 1 and in verse 8, the Bible says, "For ye shall receive power after that the Holy Ghost is come upon you. And ye shall be witnesses unto me, both in Jerusalem and in all Judea and in Samaria and unto the uttermost part of the earth." Is it profitable? Is it beneficial to walk in the power of God? Yes, it is. What is a profit? Number one, power gives us the ability to rise above the limitations of life and destiny. I gave 5 points in the first service. I'm giving it totally different 5 points in this second service. Power. It gives us the ability to rise above the limitations of life and destiny. We saw that in the life of Jacob, Genesis 32:28. "Your name shall be called no more Jacob, but Israel. For as a prince hast thou power with God and with man, and has prevailed." Rising above the limitations of life and destiny. Left for the devil, your life and your destiny should remain limited. Abraham remained in his father's house in limitation, until the power of God brought him out. Jabez, 1 Chronicles chapter 4, verse 9 and 10, had a limited life, limited destiny, until he prayed down the power of God. And that power took him beyond the limitations of his life and his destiny. The only reason why you will cross where nobody in your family ever crossed, where you will cross, where nobody in your community ever crossed, the only reason is power, the limitations of life and destiny. Secondly, power gives us the ability to reign, take charge, to command and be obeyed. Again, the power of God gives us the ability to reign, to take charge, to command, and be obeyed. Ecclesiastes chapter 8, verse 4. He said, "Where the word of the king is, there is power. And who may say unto him, what doest thou?" The word of the king carries power. Wherever there is power, people rule. Wherever there is power, people reign. Wherever there is power, people are in command. If you are not going to be a victim of satanic rebellion, you are not going to be a victim of rebellion from the forces of darkness, we must move and operate in power. Power gives us the capacity to reign, to take charge, to command, and be obeyed. Thirdly, the power of God gives us the capacity to function beyond the reach of enemy hurt, harm, or wrath. Again, the power of God gives us the capacity to function beyond the reach of enemy hurt, harm, or wrath. That is, the enemy may be angry with you, but he can't harm you. He can't hurt you. Luke chapter 10, verse 19. He said, "Behold, I give unto you power to tread on serpents and on scorpions and over all the power of the enemy, and nothing shall by any means hurt you." Without power, you are victimized. Without power, you are vulnerable. Without power, you are afflictable. Without power, we are subject to enemy harm. Some of us would have died long ago if not for the power of God. Some of us, including the person speaking, got gone long ago if not for God, his power, his mercy. Because the devil is angry that you are pulling people from his hands. Angry that many are being delivered. Power rescues us from the reach of harm, the reach of hurt, the reach of wrath. I speak today, I decree today, I prophesy today, everyone that the enemy has calculated harm for, calculated hurt for, calculated his anger for, I declare it backfires to send us. If you are saying amen, say louder amen. If you are saying amen, say louder amen. Lift your hands and say, "I am existing beyond the realm of harm, beyond the realm of hurt, beyond the realm of the wrath of the enemy." You believe that, say loud amen. Number four, power gives us the ability to enforce the will, the plan, and purpose of God in our lives and on the earth. Power gives us the ability to enforce the will, the plan, and purpose of God for our lives and in the earth. In our lives and in the earth. What God wants to do with you, what God wants to do in our land, what God wants to do with our lives, is fiercely contested by the enemy. But he took power. In 1 Kings chapter 17, verse 1, Elijah, the Tishbite, who was of the inhabitants of Gilead, said unto Ahab, "As the Lord God of Israel liveth, before whom I stand, there shall be no dew nor rain this year, but according to my word." No dew nor rain this year, but according to my word. That is, Israel, since you have refused to do the will and the plan and purpose of God, I enforce it. I enforce the agenda of God. I enforce the agenda of God. There shall be no rain. There shall be no dew these days except by my word. Is there anybody here today? You know what God wants to do in your life, but there are some forces of hell fighting it. You know the vision God showed you. You know the prophecy that is on your life. You know the destiny that is around you. But the devil is trying to fight it. I announce to you today, by the release of power, the plan of God for your life must come to pass. If you are saying amen, say louder, amen. By this delivery of power, the purpose of God for your family shall come to pass. And by this delivery of power, the purpose of God for our nation must come to pass. If you are saying amen, say it like a believer. Say a louder believers, amen. With power, we enforce the will and the plan and purpose of God in the earth. And finally, power gives us the capacity to function as effective witnesses for God. We function as effective witnesses for God. Acts chapter 1, verse 8. But he shall receive power after that the Holy Ghost has come upon you. And ye shall be witnesses unto me, both in Jerusalem, and in all Judea, and in Samaria, and unto the uttermost part of the earth. Every child of God has an assignment, a soul-winning assignment. Luke chapter 16, verse 15. If you read it all the way, and he said unto them, Mark 16:15. And he said unto them, go ye into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature. He that believeth and is baptized shall be saved, but he that believeth not shall be damned. And these signs shall follow them that believe in my name. They shall cast out devils. They shall speak with tongues. See, every single one of us, we have an assignment. To win your friend to God, your classmate to God, your office colleague to God, your neighbor, your employee, your work colleagues, your customers, your clients. We have an assignment, and that assignment is made easy by power. The power, it takes power to be bold, to talk. It takes power also to break down the opposition to the gospel. It takes power to bring people to conviction. Conviction. The power of the Holy Ghost. For them to know that they need God. It takes power. And I see fresh power coming upon somebody. In Jesus' precious name. What is the secret of power? It's the same thing I said in the first service. Number one. Is the kingdom assignment of soul winning. We just read Acts chapter 1 verse 8. You shall receive power. After that the Holy Ghost has come upon you. And you shall be witnesses unto me. Both in Jerusalem. And in all Judea. And in Samaria. And unto the uttermost part of the earth. If you are ready to be a witness for God. You cannot beg for power. Many children of God are powerless because they are not on kingdom assignment. If you are on his assignment, he will give you his equipment. If you are on his assignment, he will give you his endowment and endowment. Many children of God, they are very, very just roaming up and down. Prayer house to prayer house, prophet to prophet, looking for power. No, sir. That is not the way. Become useful to God. Begin to live for God. Begin to reach souls for God. In your own way, share the testimonies you saw in the church. Share what happened is happening to you in the climate of worship. Share what is happening to you. Don't go too far. Start from your neighborhood, your office, your colleagues, your primary school classmates, secondary school classmates, university classmates, clients, customers. Just in the 70s, when we gave our life to God, in those days we didn't know anything called prayer request. Everybody came to church to serve God passionately and to go to the street to win souls. You carry tracts in your pocket, in your bag. You are not well dressed without tracts. We shared it in buses. We shared it in taxis. We shared it on the street. We preach in the morning cry. Either microphone, megaphone, or mouthophone. Mouth. It's how we lived. And you didn't ask God for things, but things happened. We didn't pray for, do this for me, but He was doing the things for us. Am I communicating at all? If you are trusting God to walk in power, I like you. And you don't have to be a pastor to walk in power. You have to be a person to walk in power. Because there are witches and bitches and lizards and wizards everywhere. Everywhere. Do you understand what I'm talking about? I don't want to frighten you. I don't want to frighten you. But I think they once closed down a restaurant where they were cooking and serving people terrible things. I won't give you the detail, so you're not frightened. The vehicle you bought there, you don't know if the driver is a wizard. You don't know if it's an occultic man that they gave him demand to go and take people's blood. You don't know. But you entered just by chance. Even now, there are vehicles, they call one chance. Young man testified the other day. They carried him. When they brought him to the high priest, he brought out his phone. What did they see on the phone? Commanding the day, midnight prayer. The high priest smashed it. So where did you bring this one from? This is not a candidate. Take him back to where you brought him from. Do you understand what I'm saying? He just entered the vehicle. And it was a vehicle of death. Nobody would have heard from him forever. Again, they would have killed him and sold his body parts. Those are the devils that we have in this generation. So you don't have to be a pastor to need power. All you need to be is to be a person, be a human being that is alive on the earth today. And in getting, walking in power, be on assignment for God. Don't be too civilized to talk to people about God. Don't be too shy. If you can market houses as a property agent, and you can market anything, you should market Jesus Christ. If there is anything you are passionate about selling, be passionate about informing people about Jesus without price, without price, without price, without price, and see what He does to your life. Somebody say a loud amen. The short time I practiced medicine, short time, if I was consulting anybody, by the time I finish with the person, what is at the back of my mind is that all you will do for this person? Is that all you have to offer this person? Is that all you have to offer this person? Especially if that person's sickness is lifestyle related. Maybe alcoholism affected his liver, or smoking is affecting something. or he comes with a sexually transmitted disease. Is it only treatment you will give him? Answer is no. Give him Jesus. Many years ago, a young man was passing by me, going to the university, looking for pocket money. After I gave him the pocket money to go to school, the same question, is that the highest you can offer him? Is that the best? No. Offer him Jesus. If you give him the money and he goes and finishes school and dies and still go to hell, what have you done for him? When you have the power to tell him the right way. I spoke to him. He went on his knees. He gave his life to Christ. He's a big man today, doing very well in his business and still serving Jesus. Don't give people temporary things. Give them eternal things. Don't offer people the things that will just pass away with this earth. Offer them things that cannot pass away. Offer them. Offer them. We're coming from Uganda yesterday. Now, the airport, the immigration, and the people at the office, and the staff there. Commander of God, pray for us. And what prayer would I pray for you? You are blessed. Is that all? No way. You have to give your life to Christ. Surrender yourself to Jesus. Pray this prayer with me. That was what I did for them. At every turn. And when you walk like that, you cannot walk without power. In Uganda, I had not prayed for the sick. Where a woman that was brought, both paralyzed and blind. Dr. Mr. Neche, you took that testimony. How many years? 13 years thereabout. 13 years paralyzed, 13 years blind. Without, if you ask, diabetes, HIV, and all of that. Paralyzed. She's got up, eyes open. And she walked. The son laid on the floor because he couldn't believe. Mother, follow me. She was walking after me. You don't beg for power if you are on his assignment. That's number one. Is the kingdom assignment of soul winning. And number two is the passion and compassion to relieve the challenges of others. The passion and the compassion to relieve the challenge of others. That passion, that compassion to rescue people. If it is in your heart to say people should not suffer, God will give you the power to deliver them from suffering. How God anointed Jesus, Acts 10:38, of Nazareth with the Holy Ghost and with power, who went about doing good and healing all that were oppressed of the devil, for God was with him. When David was touched about Israel facing Goliath, whilst it pained him, God gave him the power to deliver Israel from Goliath. What is it that pains you? What is it that touches you? What is it that moves you? It determines what level of power God can give you. There are people God gives financial power because you are so moved by the sufferings of people. You are so moved by people being stranded. He gives you financial power. Gives you financial power. Today, I welcome somebody into this dimension of power in the name of Jesus.